Okay, we're on Boisai.
I'm at Bay, is 29.
Puff Pass, I'm at Bay. We are 29B3. And I am substituting because our Rebbe, Rabbi Shulman, has had a medical procedure today and is recovering. Mi'at Hashem, Fuah Shleima, Nizkus of our Limud. Ein Metzisin Es Ha'or. This is a Brisa. This is a 29B. We are starting at the two dots, four lines up. And we are going to, from here until basically the next Mishnah, give or take, we're going to be dealing with a Brisa. The way the Yerushalmi deals with it, it looks like it's a continuous Brisa, but really it's skipping around. So when you look at the Tosefta, and you see on the side also, it's skipping. It's doing one Brisa, it's going to another Brisa, it's going back, so. But it's a series of Brises. And basically these are halachas to ensure, along the lines that we've been saying that you can't work, you can't do agricultural work in the usual way, even if it's not the deoraisa kind of avoda that's mentioned in the Torah. Okay? Ein metzisin es ha'or be'ishas konim. You may not set fire to a thicket of reeds in order to make them grow back even stronger and make the wood thicker. Because that is considered, that's forbidden avoda during Shvias. Rav Shimon Gamliel Mater, Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's okay. Because, and this is take a look at 23, you'll see this is an important machlokes, which we have touched upon earlier in the Masechta, which is, we know the certain things that have Kedusha Shvias, things that are edible, either to human beings, to animals, or for purposes of dying. Dying, D-Y-E-I-N-G, okay? Mm-hmm. But wood is something that does not have Kedusha Shvias for a particular reason. Okay, so the Tanna Kamma says even though wood doesn't have Kedusha Shvias, it's still considered an avoda to do something to grow wood and to make it thicker. Shimon ben Gamliel says it is not. He says you can even plant a non-fruit bearing tree during Shvias. Okay? Now I just want to remind you guys that we had a lot of Gemaras about being Choresh, Erev Shvias, even if it's a not fruit bearing tree. I didn't see anybody say it, but to me it would seem that is not according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if you're allowed to plant a non fruit bearing tree on Shvias and you can do this kind of Avoida, certainly Erev Shvias should not pose any problem. So those Mishnayos earlier in the Masechta, it seems to me we're going according to the Tanna Kamma here.
What page are you on?
29B3.
26. 29B3.
Four lines.
What are you saying, Sammy?
The last paragraph in 26.
26 in Tosefta?
Yeah, he puts a stipulation on it.
Yeah, sake of a hedge, yeah. So even it seems, yeah. And that's it's quoted differently. What he's saying there is that the quotation of in our Gemara is not like the quotation in the Brisa.
So what's a hedge?
You know, like a privacy. You know, when you build a house, sometimes the customer says, "I want privacy."
So you go to the gardener.
Okay. Now we turn the page. We're on Lamed Amud Aleph. Okay. more of the brisa, or which also involves a machlokes shinu shimon gamliel l'tanakama ve'im lamnin esapar alach reshala b'chaylas. If you're going to train a cow on shmita to plow, apparently there's a certain amount of training involved. You may not train the cow on regular land because it's going to be chayrish to land, work the land. You can only do it on a sandy place. You're even allowed to train a cow in your friend's field as long as it's not your field. And the other stipulation, as long as you don't place the furrows so close together that it looks like real plowing, you have to take the furrows and spread them further apart than usual. Okay? More of the brisa. Abba Sholeimer. Mvarin Becharashim. You can clear an area in the forest for the purpose of getting its wood. Vegaimeim Me'im Ha'aretz. And raise, R-A-Z-E, whatever you're clearing, level to the land. So you don't have to be mesharashit like we had before in the Mishnah Machlekes Beisil Beishamai. You don't have to uproot the whole thing, but you do have to raise it level to the land. Shlayokutz bekardaim. But you may not cut it with an axe, which is the usual method of cutting wood. You have to do it with a shinoi on shvias. And then another halacha in the brisa. Ein baitkin es hazrayim ba'adama bi'atzitz. Of course, we know plowing is one of the derisa avoidus on Shemitah. But so therefore, you may not even check out seeds to see if they're good seeds by planting them first in a flower pot. Even though it's not the land, it's still also to do it. And even if it is an atzitz she ain't enough of, because the brisa doesn't differentiate.
Right.
So that's a little bit.
It's a little
bit of a stira, right. But you see, there's no differentiation between atzitz nakov and atzitz she ain't enough of. I will bite ganaisam beglalam ba'atzitz. But you may. In terms of a shinoi, you can check out those seeds by planting them in manure in a flower pot. And again, no chilek between atzitz nakov. So it seems here, and the Ridvaz Taka Paskin, that it's even an atzitz nakov, even a perforated flower pot. Since there's a shinoi, you're allowed to do it. And you may even soak the seeds in water. Even though they're going to, invariably, the seeds will sprout in water. You know, they
hydro water.
Right? But you are allowed to do it because it's not working the land. And this is indeed, as Sammy mentions, one of the, if not the, makar for why hydro, what's it called? Hydroponic planting is mutter on Shvias. If it is mutter, it's this Mishnah, brisa right there.
It says it's only to see if they'll sprout, not that they should actually grow. It's like, that's not what it's saying.
But apparently the reason is, it doesn't matter the fact that you have a different intent in the case of the real.
Starting shoes for the sake of planting them the year after Shvias, since you're prepping the seeds.
Yeah,
but he's planting them during Shvias.
Right, he's saying you're allowed to
do it.
Even though you're going to use it after Shvias.
He's not planting him.
All right, Oberstein is asking, why is it a raya from here that it's mutter? The brisa here is saying you can only do it limitzai Shvias, not for the purposes of Shvias itself. So it seems that there is a stipulation. So,
soaking them softens them so that you can.
But it seems that may be just the kind of, maybe it, I'm just I'm going on a limb here. I don't know. I think it's a good, I think you're raising a very important issue. But maybe the point is, Matzai Shvius is the way it is
okay.
How it was usually done. And the fact that it was,
nine.
Yeah.
In
yes.
Number nine.
I know, he has it there.
In the middle of nine.
All the places, I know.
This is because regarding Shvius, only labor performed on the land
is prohibited. Is prohibited. Right.
So
right.
If it's not on the land, therefore hydroponics is.
Yeah,
a,
but your diac is still, but your diac is still a good diac.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why did it say the Matzai Shvius? I'm just. Thinking maybe that was the Steger, that was the way it was usually done, but
they didn't have hydroponics.
Yeah, right.
Regarding hydroponics planting during Shvius.
Chut Shani Mishpatei Eretz. Okay, I didn't look those up. If you guys looked it up, contemporary Chuas. If you want to know, look at right the beginning of the volume as all the people that wrote everything they cite. Okay, umakaimin es ha'alvi b'roish ha'gag v'loy mashkin ha'isam. You, and I'm not going to follow the art scroll translation on the top here, but rather the variant translation on 30b1, not 30b1. Sorry, I don't even know where it is anymore. But Maybe it's not a variant. Maybe it's just footnote 11 on 30A2, which is you may allow soft vegetables, young vegetables to stay on a roof. You do not have to destroy them, but you may not water them. So what's going on here? And according to the Catholic Mishnah, here's what's going on. What's going on is, generally in Shvius, you can keep everything the way it is, status quo, as long as you don't work it. There is one exception to that, and that is vegetables in the sixth year that did not dry out and harden before Rosh Hashanah have to be uprooted because of Marasayim, because it looks like they may have planted. We had those Gemaras before. Because of Marasayan, if there's vegetables, you have to take them out. Okay? So how about on the roof? Can you keep those vegetables on the roof? Okay? And the answer, and says the Brisa, yes. Even though the kind of vegetables you would have had to have uprooted because of Marasayan on the ground, you still may keep on the roof. So then, why can't you water them? You're allowed to water anything, says the Chazon Ish, because you still may have a din of spichin. And if they have a din of spichin, which is, remember, vegetables that started growing in the sixth year, remember we had the Machlaikas, Rashi, and the Rambam, it's going to follow us through the Masechta. But according to those that would hold, these are spichin, vegetables that grow by themselves. You may keep them because they're on the roof, but you may not water them because they're speaking. No, I'm not going with that. According to some, according to others, this is literally talking about aloe, and it doesn't make that much sense. I mean, what's going on over here? Because you're allowed to keep any vegetable, right? If it's what's the difference between aloe and anything else? So it. That's not what how the Mechaber, the Kesef Mishnah, understands it. He understands it the way I explained it. Okay?
A question on those seeds that we discussed before.
Yes.
Are those seeds that are going to produce fruit-bearing things? Or
yes.
Yes?
Yes, yes. But you're not putting them in the ground. You're putting them in. Yes, absolutely. Okay, and now we are on 30a2. More halachas from the Brisa. Ein toilon toichin b'te'ena. One may not, on Shvius, hang branches on a barren fig tree from a fig tree that is healthy. Keseru v'isa, how does it work? Ma'isi yichur de se'ena shater v'solei ba. You bring a branch from a healthy, shatter means healthy. You bring a branch from a healthy fig tree and you hang it on a barren fig tree, va'amar la, and you say the following cantonation to the fig tree. Hada avda va'at leis at avda. You embarrass the fig tree. That fig tree, the branch that I took, bears fruit, and you don't bear fruit, so you embarrass the fig tree into making fruit. Okay, that's what they used to do. Mm-hmm. And you're allowed to do that, even though, of course, in generally, on Shemitah, you're not allowed to do things that help things grow. This is different. This is just a charm, right?
It says you can't.
Oh, no, you can't.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you cannot. Sorry. Okay? Because on Shemitah, you can't do things that help things produce fruit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, v'loicheng tani. But did we not learn in a different brisa, Elon shuhum enabel pei raisa? If you have a tree that sheds its fruit too early, so it loses a lot of fruit, you may dye it with red pigment, umatin and isar avanim, and may burden its branches with rocks, because that's not hocus pocus, that's actually exercising the tree, giving it more energy by making it work harder to sustain the rocks. And that will help its keep its fruit. It'll make it healthier. Like exercising, like going to the gym. You know, you got a weight on one side, you got a weight on the other side. Okay? So, umavahas and leit yavid, and you can embarrass it, similar to what we said. And the Braisa ends up by saying, and you don't have to worry about Shvius or Darkei Amayri. So you see, you don't have to worry. Amri, so the Gemara answers, Tamon, the Loyatir Pei Raisav. This is going to be, you know, along the themes that we've said many times. If it's to prevent the tree from losing fruit,
then it's okay.
Then it's okay. That's why that was okay. Baram hachadiyabitrila, but here you're doing an incantation to make it grow better. That is not okay. Okay?
Does it say why it's not Darkei Amayri?
I think they're both not Darkei Amayri because certainly in the case of the dyeing it, it's the Gemara speaks out. In Bavli, it's not Darkei Amayri because when you see a tree died and you realize that it needs help, you daven for it. So it's not Darkei Amayri, it gets people to daven. I would suspect that would be the case with the tolin, you know, this tochen in the ta'ena. But the problem is, it says an incantation. But maybe you say the incantation, but people daven anyway. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Okay, and then more of the brisa. A markivin de kolim, you may not manually pollinate date palms, because that's considered an avida. Shaloi taimar, because you shouldn't say, hoyol vehefsid rabba hu shri, that maybe if you don't do that pollination, you're going to lose a whole crop of dates, right? So maybe you are allowed to do that. Lufum kain sorach meimar osur. That's why the Brisa has to tell you that it's usher, and this is not exactly what it sounds, and I looked it up, I Googled it. If you look at the footnote 1, what we're talking about here is there are two kinds of date trees. There's male and female date trees. And in order for the females are the ones that bear the fruit. In order for the female date trees to bear fruit, they have to be pollinated by male flowers that are near them, okay? So what this person, generally speaking, at least according to Dr. Google, it's enough for them to be within proximity. So what this guy is doing is he's be a dime shaking it and pollinating it. That you're not allowed to do on Shavuos. Okay?
Probably wind pollinated.
What?
It's probably wind pollinated.
Yeah, it's like everything else.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things birds do.
Bees. Bees are. Yeah.
Insects.
For instance, almonds, in order to make almonds grow every year, they bring bees in, and the bees pollinate the almond crop. Every year they do that. Okay. The Mishnah said, if you recall.
Are you sure you're just a lawyer?
What?
Are you sure you're just a lawyer?
I don't know.
Farmer also.
Yeah. Right. Thank you for thinking I'm a lawyer. That was very nice of you. The Mishnah had said, we said ein kaitzes and basula shikma b'shvias b'pnei shehi avaida. The halacha of the Mishnah was that you're not allowed to cut a virgin sycamore tree of the type that's in Eretz Yisrael. You can't cut it during Shvias because it's forbidden labor. But Rabbi Yehuda said no. As long as you do it shaloi kedarka, as long as you do it with a shinoi, it's okay to do it. And the lashon of the Mishnah was elo oy might be asar tvachim oy goyim me'im ha'aretz. Either cut higher than 10 tefachim, or do it even with the ground. Says the Mishnah, that was not precise. That's not the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Mishloishava ad asara himas nisa, according to the Girsas Agra. What the Mishnah did not mean, even with the ground, it meant as long as it was lower than 3 tefachim. That's what the Mishnah meant, up to asara tefachim. Okay? Just the clarification there by the Gemara. Next Mishnah. Ha-mezanev.
Above 10 you can?
Yes. Can. It's shaloi kedarka. It's not in the regular derech.
So only between 3 and 9?
3 and 10. Between 3 and 10 is kedarka. Between 3 and 10 is kedarka. Over 10, under 3 is shaloi kedarka. And you're allowed to do that, okay? Next Mishnah. Hamizanev b'givonim. This is going to be very interesting. So listen to this. You can, one can clip grapevines, v'hakoytzes b'konim, or cut down reeds. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Yoimer Yarchik Tefach. He could do it as long as he distances. He raises the grapevine or the reed a tefach from the ground. The reed is more than a tefach from the ground that he can cut, or the grapevine he raises up and he cuts it over a tefach, because he doesn't want it to look like he is working the land. Under a tefach, within a tefach of the land, is too close for comfort. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi says no. Kaitzes kedarka, he cuts it in a normal way. Bekardim, bemagol, uvemagera, axe, sickle, or a saw, v'chomashir, so whatever he usually uses. Don't have to do it with a shinoi. And then it goes on to, and then the Mishnah goes on to say, ilan shenifshach, kaishinoise b'shvias, a tree that cracked, maybe tied, lo shiala ela shlo yosef. Not that it will heal, which will make it better, which is asra shvias, but so that it doesn't, the crack won't get worse. That way you can do it. So for clarification, this is it. This is important, okay? What does one clips grapevine mean? One clips a grapevine. It says karmacha loisizmar in the Torah. You're talking about one of the big four. Before us, what are the things you can't do? What are you talking about? You can prune grapevines on Shvias. What are we talking about here? So some say, many say, we're talking about clipping just the very end of it, but the pruning is closer to the grapes. The clipping is to make the trunk thicker, but the pruning is to help the grapes grow more. That's cutting it very close. Okay, And to make things even more complicated, the Rambam says you can do it as long as your kavana, as long as your kavana is not to make the fruit grow better. But psik reisha is usur. And we discussed before this kasha about psik reisha, and we said usually if you were talking about one of the rabbinic avodas, psik reisha is okay, right? But this is not rabbinic. You're talking about deraisas. So what's going on? So listen, here's the truth. It's really important. Mazani b'kvana, says Rabbi Yishai Zalman, what the Rambam means is there were thick branches of the main trunk of the grape vine, and then there were secondary branches that came shoot out of it. It's considered pruning when you cut the secondary branches. But if you cut the main branch, that's not pruning. That's what we're talking about. It's a totally different thing. So that's what the Rambam means, is totally in kavana. If you're talking about the main branch and it's not close to the grapes, then it's totally in kavana. As long as your kavana is not for the fruit, it's just for the wood, it's fine. Okay? Let's run through the next halakas. We said hakoytis bekanim, tane hakoytis bekanim. If you cut down reeds, or you know, makam shenago lakoytz yitaik, in a place where it's customary to cut reeds, he should pluck them with his hands manually. Litaik, if it's customary to pluck them manually, yakoytz, he should cut them. Umagbiya tefach bekoltzeitz, and he should, just like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, he should raise them, his axe, a tefach, and then cut, not close to the ground. Okay? And then the brisa continues. Akaitis bekairis. If you cut beams for wood, apparently what they used to do is when they cut wood, they, in order to keep the tree healthy and normal for cutting, they had one cut of the axe, one swing of the axe at an angle, and then one swinging of the axe level. So there were so it's like chipping the wood, and then a level one, chipping the wood, and a level one. That's how they used to do it. So the Brisa says, if you do that, if you're cutting beams for wood, you shouldn't cut level and then at an angle, madrig umachlik, or at an angle and then a level. Cut it differently on Shemitah level, only level, not both. Tane, Reb Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Makam Shenagu Lahachlik Yadrig, Ladareg Yachlik. He has a different version of it. He says you just mishtana from the minig of what you usually do. If you're usually a level guy, angle. If you're using an angle guy, level it. Okay? And then we're talking about back to the subject of reeds, not beams, but gomem imaretz, and you raise the reeds at a ground level, bavashla yakutz bekardam, as long as you don't use an axe. Okay? So basically, what we're talking about here, and this is the Ras Cirilio right at the end, it's basically three shitas. Our Mishnah said, You can just cut beams with no shinoi. The Brisa said you have to have a shinoi, like we said, an angle or not. Moshe Gamliel needs a shinoi, but he does it by changing the minig and also making sure you don't use the same utensil. All of these shitas are not kahalacha. The Rambam pasuk katana the Masnisin, right? Like the Mishnah said, all you need in terms of shinui is not to put earth on the place where you cut it. That's the only shinui is necessary. The other ones are not. Shlaimi, are you going to be back tomorrow?
Yes,
sir. Oh, how are you doing? You're good?
Oh, when are we starting?
7:30.
You're bleeding. Okay.
Hey, what time okay, tomorrow?
Okay, tomorrow, we're going to put this on the app. Shlomi, can you put it on the app? 7:30, because there's an Asifa.
Because of the Asifa. I was wondering about that.
Yeah, so put down 7:30 tomorrow for everybody.
SEPA's at 8?
SEPA's at 8 here, at Shamray, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Shalim, are we learning now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
You'll have to do all the talking.
No, Shalim is going to do the talking.